Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihai. Gopi Janamala Vagivaya. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish. Jaya Jagana, Jaya Jagana, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Goranitai, 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 Goranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Go Premanandi Hariaribo, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Puttaprajaka, Acharya Asatara Satishri Shiva. ISKCON BBT founder, Acharya Zavayan Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitya Lila Prabhupada, Om Vishnupad, Zavayan Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sakaho Shikrishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopanath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Gira Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Brajabhuminabhanam Ki Jai. Shri Navadipmai Puridam Ki Jai. Shri Nilachal Jagannath Puridam Ki Jai. Ganga Mayi Ki Jai. Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Shrimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Your most beautiful Lordship Shri Shukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai. Shri Shukmini Dwarkanath Ki Jai. Shri Shri Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai. Samabeta Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Going back to home, back to Godhead Ki Jai. ISKCON Los Angeles Yatra Ki Jai. Brihadmadanga Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. International Food for Life Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gaurav Guru Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Adhirayat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God, the Lord Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and unto Srila Prabhupada, who is the translator, commentator, and our spiritual master. Nashta prayeshu badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki by regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving devotional service unto the personality of God at whose worship with transcendental songs becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the third canto, chapter 1, questions by Vidura, and today's text is 24. Tatas tu ativrajya surashtram riddham sovira matsyan kurujangalang cha kalena tavad yamunam upetya tatrodhavam bhagavatam tadarsha tatastativrajashirashramriddham sovira matsyan kurujangalangsha kalena tavad yamunam upetya tatrodhavam bhagavatam tadarsha tatastativrajashirashramriddham soviramatsyan kurujangalangsha kalena tavad yamunam upetya tatrodhavam bhagavatam tadarsha tatastativrajashirashramriddham soviramatsyan kurujangalangsha kalena tavad yamunam upetya tatrodhavam bhagavatam tadarsha. Please chant. Kalena tava yamunam upetya tatrodhavam bhagavatam tadarsha tatastativrajasurashramriddham soviramatsyan kurujangalangsha kalena tavad yamunam upetya tatrodhavam bhagavatam tadarsha Vaishnavis. So, synonyms, tataha, from there, to, but, ativrajya, by passing over, shurashram, the kingdom of Surat, riddham, very wealthy, sovira, the kingdom of sovira, matsyan, the kingdom of matsya, Kurujangalan, the kingdom of Western India up to the Delhi province. Cha, also, Kalena, in course of time. Tavat, as soon as. Yamunam, bank of the river Jamuna. Upetya, reaching. Tatra, there, Udhavam, Udhava, one of the prominent Yadus. Bhagavatam, the great devotee of Lord Krishna. Dadarsha, happened to see. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. Thereafter, he passed through very wealthy provinces like Surat, Sovira, and Matsya, and through western India known as Kurujangala. At last, he reached the bank of the Jamuna, where he happened to meet Uddhava, the great devotee of Lord Krishna. Please repeat. Thereafter, he passed through very wealthy provinces like Surat, Sovira, and Matsya, and through western India, known as Kurujangala. At last, he reached the bank of the Jamuna, where he happened to meet Uddhava, the great devotee of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The tract of land comprising about 100 square miles from modern Delhi to the Mathura district in Uttar Pradesh, including a portion of the Gurgaon district in Punjab, East India, is considered to be the topmost place of pilgrimage in all of India. This land is sacred because Lord Krishna traveled through it many times. From the very beginning of his appearance, he was at Mathura in the house of his maternal uncle Kamsa, and he was reared by his foster father Maharaj Nanda at Vrindavan. There are still many devotees of the Lord lingering there in ecstasy in search of Krishna and his childhood associates, the gopis. It is not that such devotees meet Krishna face to face in that tract of land, but a devotee's eagerly searching after Krishna is as good as his seeing him personally. How this is so cannot be explained, but it is factually realized by those who are pure devotees of the Lord. Philosophically, one can understand that Lord Krishna and his remembrance are on the absolute plane, and that the very idea of searching for him at Vrindavan in pure God consciousness gives more pleasure to the devotee than seeing him face to face. Such devotees of the Lord see him face to face at every moment, as confirmed in the Brahma Sangita 5:38. Premanjanacharita bhakti vilochanena santak sadaiva hridayesh vilokayanti yangshama sundaramachinta guna surupam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. Translation, those who are in ecstasy of love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shyamasundar, Krishna, see him always in their hearts due to love and devotional service rendered to the Lord. End of translation. Both Vidura and Uddhava were such elevated devotees, and therefore they both came to the bank of the Jamuna and met each other. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tsunamini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschita Deshnarane Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtang Shtapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadanti Kam Vandehang Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru and Vaishnavang Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvatam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Batangsha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandha Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namosate, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kopaturubya Shakripa Sindubi Evacha, Patita Anang Pavanebio, Vaishnava Nuno Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shedvaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gorbhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when one learns something by repeating it over and over again, that's called rote learning. And some people don't like that. They think that's, you should learn just by experience and driven by your desire. If I want to learn something, then I dive into it. If I don't. But no, this is how you remember the Shastra. This is how you remember even your own name and address when you were a kid, right? The mother would ask you, surprisingly, once in a while, where do you live? And you'd have to remember, because sometimes you may get lost, and somebody may ask you, where do you live? And you don't know. How are they going to reconnect you with your family? And this whole section of the Bhagavatam is very much focused on family. Krishna, representing the Pandavas, was trying to avert this family war, this fratricidal war. It's interesting, I've said, that how in our English language, derived from Latin, we have words for so many kinds of killing. So fratricide means killing your own brother. Matricide means killing your mother. Patricide means killing your father. Insecticide, killing insects. Like that, we have word for so many types of killing. Yet, in the Bible, when it says, thou shalt not kill, which obviously means don't kill anything or anyone, they've now reduced it to, oh, don't murder. That's not what the original thing says. It says, thou shalt not kill. And why shouldn't you kill? Because every living entity, down to the tiniest germ that you can't see, has a right to live a natural life and die a natural death. So if you interrupt that cycle between life and death, you're culpable. You should be punished. Just like, imagine, you know, we go out, and people go out to the ocean or rivers and cast a big net and drag in all the fish they can. Imagine if there was a race, and there are such persons, personalities in the universe who could do that. They could come to Los Angeles every day and cast a net and just catch up tens of thousands of human beings and take them off, kill them and eat them. There are persons like that in the universe even now. Previously, there were lots of them in earlier ages, like Hiranyaksha. And there were so many flesh-eating demons during the time of Lord Ramachandra. That's why the sages came and asked Maharaj Dasarath to give his two sons, Ram and Lakshman, to go into the forest and kill these rakshasas, flesh-eating demons. So it's not, you know, some made-up story. So similarly, this what we're hearing now is not a made-up story. It's a family, it's the degeneration of family relations. All right? And every one of us, obviously we took birth in a family, we've experienced that. Degeneration, family life. Husband and wife, children and parents, siblings. You have people who have not spoken, brother and sister, who have not spoken to each other for decades sometimes. After maybe 30, 40, 50 years, somebody sparks something and they get together again. So this is going on. But it's not meant to happen because ultimately we are all brothers and sisters, all of us. We've said this many times, that if no matter how you trace out your genealogy, if you trace it out spiritually, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta, Gaurakishore, you come to Lord Brahma eventually. And if you trace it out materially, your parents, their parents, other parents, it goes back to Lord Brahma also. So we're all related, whichever way you look at it. And it's just the material energy that creates this tension between living entities. We have forgotten who we really are, and we identify with these particular bodies as American, Indian. You know, it's amazing. Many people say American, but actually, there are three Americas. There's North America, Central America, and South America. You see? So when somebody says you're an American, which America did you come from? North America, Central America, South America? It doesn't matter, ultimately. It doesn't matter which continent you took birth on, which country, because people keep breaking it down. People, you may think, oh, all Indians are together. No. You go to India and you find it's not the fact. Like here today, it's being mentioned North India, Kurujangala. But the North Indians think they're better than the South Indians, and vice versa. And you think, okay, you go to South India, all South Indians. Nah, they're not all together. Those who speak Tamil are, you know, against those who speak some other language. People keep breaking it down smaller until it gets down to just the family again, right? You're from India? Fine. Okay, you're from North India. Nah, I'm from South India. Which part of South India are you from? Ah. You break it down, it comes back down to the family. And within the family, I'm thinking I'm number one. You see? That's the problem. Everybody's thinking they're number one. And therefore, they can't get along with each other. Ultimately, we like people who like us. And if somebody doesn't like us for whatever reason, then must be a demon. Get rid of them. But what is it about us that we think is so likable? We've been rotting in this material world since time immemorial. We've created so many problems. We've killed and been killed. We've been the mass murderer. We've been the victims of mass murder. We've gone through the whole cycle over and over again. But still, we think we're so great. And if somebody doesn't like me, something is wrong with that person. We should give up. This is false ego. This is to be given up. Most of us came out, or many of us came out of the Judeo-Christian background. Still, we don't stress quotes from the Bible, but Prabhupada would from time to time quote, the meek shall inherit the earth. This is one of the Beatitudes spoken by Lord Jesus, supposedly. Again, we can't prove anything, but, you know, he gave a sermon on a mountain called Beatitude, and the things that he said there are called Beatitudes, and this is one of them. The meek shall inherit the earth. So Prabhupada would mention that from time to time. Meaning that, be meek. Who are you? You know, we're thinking we're so big, so great, but we're not. We're really tiny, insignificant part and parcel of Krishna. And we only regain some significance when we reconnect to Krishna, the Father. And Krishna says, I am the Father. It's not just we're saying that. He says it. Pita aham. Pita aham. Asya jagata. Mata. Data. Pitamaha. Krishna says, I'm not just the Father. Mata also. I'm the mother. Data, the sustainer. So Krishna is our mother. Krishna is our father. He's our sustainer. And we're all related. And Krishna gives enough. It's amazing how this one little speck of space dust called the earth, traveling through the universe, has everything that we need. And the only reason why we feel any shortage is because of mismanagement. Mismanagement. Since time immemorial, I mean, it's obviously it's exacerbated nowadays because people are so ignorant. They're so ignorant. They're so mad after acquiring unnecessary necessities, I'm also guilty, that we destroy the planet to make the plastics and the metals and this and that to make things that you don't really need. How do we have Bhagavad Gita? Sanjaya was sitting in the palace next to Dhritarashtra, but through television of the heart, Prabhupada said, he was able to, by the mercy of his spiritual master Vyasa, he was able to hear and see what was happening on the battlefield of Kurukshetra miles and miles away. So which technology is better? Television of the heart or, you know, your eye thingy? So because we're so far removed from actually our natural abilities, this kind of thing is natural for the soul. The soul can perform any of these eight mystic powers. It's just innate in the soul because it's there in Krishna. And whatever qualities the Father has, we have in minute quantity. But because we are so covered over by material energy, we have become now dependent. You see people walking all day long. I watch, sometimes I have to laugh. They're walking down Watsika Avenue. They're walking the dog, but the nose is like this. And you're not watching where they're going. And you just hope they don't step out into traffic, which they do sometimes. They step up the sidewalk and the car has to go, Hong Kong. So now we're attached to all these external devices instead of developing the internal qualities. So bhakti yoga means giving more stress to the internal qualities. And if we understand, again, clearly that Krishna is the father of everyone, then we try not to pick a fight with our brothers and sisters. Very important. The communities that Prabhupada established, and some have expanded since he's gone, of Christian Consciousness, International Society for Christian Consciousness, are meant to be places of peace, peaceful existence, where people can see the difference between what's happening out there and what's happening in here. How we work together cooperatively. A few verses back, when Goda gave class, he was showing, because Prabhupada talked about the United Nations, so many flags. But inside the ISKCON community, there's one flag, the Prabhupada flag, first of all, because if you don't follow Prabhupada, then you can't follow Krishna. So we all unite under the Prabhupada flag. And therefore we should get along. Understanding that, yes, because I've taken to Krishna consciousness, it doesn't mean that all of my anarthas and all of my have gone away. We know that for a fact, looking in our own hearts. So we should also give other people that same space. That even though they're chanting Hare Krishna and trying to do some service, they may still have some rough edges. So if we get affected by those rough edges, we should calm down. Don't blow it up into a Kurukshetra like the Kuru family did. You see? They were so hell-bent on usurping the kingdom, they didn't care that they were related to the Pandavas. They wanted the Pandavas' property, rightful property. And therefore they were willing to kill them. Even since childhood, Duryodhana was trying to kill. So many ways he tried to kill the Pandavas. So we should be very careful not to develop this attacking mentality. More the biblical mentality. The Jesus Christ mentality that prophet referred to. The meek shall inherit the earth. Meek doesn't mean that you let people trample you into the ground. No, that's not what it means. There's that story of Narada Muni's and the cobra. There was a cobra who was terrorizing a village. If you've been to India and you've ever seen a cobra live, I remember the first time I went to India was 76. We arrived in Mayapur for the Mayapur festival. At that time, that long building was just a foundation and all the brahmacharis were sleeping out there. They would put up some tents and canvases like that for us to sleep under. So we arrived there early evening. I'd say it was about 7:30. And when they assigned us to our spot, there was a big commotion going up there. So we asked what was going on. Oh, we saw a cobra. We just killed it. The place where we were supposed to sleep, there was a cobra there. So in the conversation with some of the local devotees, one devotee told me, he said, at that time in 76, I don't know what it is like now, but he said, if you knew how many cobras are here in Mayapur, you wouldn't come. But normally, they stay hidden. They come out at night looking for rodents. So during the daytime, usually you don't see them. But the biggest of the cobras is called a king cobra. They grow up to about 18 feet long. And when they rear up like that, they're about a third of their body is standing up. So that's about 6 feet. So they can look a grown man in the eye. Very scary. So Narada Muni had such a disciple. This cobra was terrorizing this village like that. Raise up and people would run away. Get too close, he would bite. So Narada Muni came along, met this cobra, and actually made him into a devotee. Gave him the holy name, initiated him, and told him, now that you're a devotee, you can't bite anybody. So Narada Muni went away for some time, came back to see his disciple, the cobra, and he was looking really bedraggled and beat up. And he said, what happened? He said, well, now that the people know that I don't bite anymore, they just take advantage and they beat me. So Narada Muni told him, I told you not to bite, but I didn't say you can't protect yourself. How do you protect yourself? Just do like that. They'll run away. So being meek doesn't mean you can't protect yourself, but don't attack. Don't bite. We're meant to be a big family. Don't make the mistake again that is being made here. Duryodhana was such an evil person. His uncle, Vidura, was such a wonderful person, a devotee of the Lord, but he couldn't appreciate good advice. And that is one of the hallmarks of ignorance. An ignorant person cannot accept good advice. You give them good advice and they get angry. Prabhupada uses the example. Said one day, seeing the person walking along and he sees an ignorant guy up in a tree. Imagine a tree standing like that and there's a big branch that comes off. So he's sitting on the branch and he's sawing the branch between himself and the trunk. The trunk is here, he's out on a branch, and he's sawing between. So this saintly person says, don't do that, you'll fall. Ah, leave me alone, who are you? So, okay, the saintly person keeps walking, and he keeps sawing, and he falls down. Then he comes running after the saintly person. Oh, you must be an astrologer, you knew what was going to happen. So first of all, ignorant, and then Prabhupada said, who goes to astrologer? Only ignorant people, because what's going to happen is going to happen. You can't change it by going to an astrologer. Now, of course, in other ages, there were a lot of really astute astrologers who could tell, they would do the Jyotikarma and tell the entire lifetime of somebody because they were actually good. But nowadays you have a lot of pseudo-astrologers. They don't know what they're talking about. And an astrologer is actually meant to be a devotee. Astrologers should be devotees because they can see everything connected to Krishna. The mundane astrologers are only telling, oh, you're going to go through such and such period, it's going to be difficult. Oh, you're going to inherit this and that. They don't make any connection to Krishna. So what's the use of such astrology? But, so, we should not be ignorant. If we get good advice, we should accept it, no matter where it comes from. This is Chanakya Pandit, Niti Shastra. That if you can get a nice wife, even from a bad family, you accept her. If you can get knowledge from somebody who's not a Brahmana, because normally knowledge is disseminated by Brahmanas, but if you meet a Shudra, so-called Shudra, and they have good knowledge, you accept it. And finally, he said, you can accept gold from a filthy place. If you see, you know, a gold ring or a bar of gold sitting in a bunch of stool, you pick it up, wash it off. So intelligence, you have to be intelligent. One needs intelligence to navigate through life. And if one is not natively intelligent, Prabhupada said, then accept advice from somebody who is more intelligent. But in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult for us to do that because everybody thinks that they're smart. This most foolish high school dropout thinks he's so intelligent. Why? Because he figured out how to make a little money by hook or crook. Nowadays, intelligence is judged by how much money you have. See, if I have lots of money in the bank, that must mean that I'm smart. And who are you? You're giving me advice. How much money do you have? So leave me alone. Well, we should not be so foolish. Prophet came, he had nothing. 40 rupees, which was like nothing. But we all take advice from him because he's getting advice from a perfect person who got advice from another perfect person, all going all the way back to Krishna. So it's mentioned in today's verse about Krishna's, why that tract of land that was mentioned, including Kurujangala and up to Mathura, why it's so sacred. Why isn't all land sacred? We know that Krishna is in every atom. So why isn't every land sacred? If Krishna is in every atom. The Prophet points out, this particular tract, he performed so many pastimes. He traversed that particular part of this earth planet many times. So we know he appeared in Mathura. How many of you have been there? It's called Krishna Janma Bhumi or Krishna Janma Stan. How many of you have been there? To the prison house of Kamsa where Krishna appeared. So yeah, it's definitely a place of pilgrimage. If one gets a chance, one should go there. And it's interesting that Krishna appeared in Mathura in Kamsa's prison house and he came back to Mathura to kill Kamsa. On Sunday, I was helping Anadi Prabhu to make a film of the Janmasthami play, Krishna's appearance and all that. So we were filming the scene where Kamsa comes back to his palace and he's complaining to his wife that he's having nightmares. He's seeing holes in his shadow. Somebody gives him poison in his dream and he actually drinks it and he's very much afraid like that. And then somebody comes and tells him that Krishna and Balaram have arrived in Mathura. And he said, ah, yes, I sent their uncle to get them and bring them here to Mathura. Then he looks out the window and he sees Krishna and Balaram being attacked by the elephant whose name is Kubalayapita. And he's thinking, ah, I got him. But then he watches in horror when they kill the giant elephant. And he's saying, how is this possible? These two country boys, these two boys from coward boys, how can they kill such a giant elephant? So now he's getting really worried. So then they come to the palace and Kamsa calls for his wrestlers. And the names of the wrestlers? No, Srimadava Mahotsav and Shyam Murari. They really played the part well. So Chanur and Mushtika come. Anyway, you'll see the movie when it's finished. So the point is, Krishna performed a lot of pastimes in that area. From Mathura, including Vrindavan. And Prabhupada mentions how, even to this day, there are so many persons lingering in Vrindavan, hoping to see Krishna and Krishna's friends, the gopis. So Prabhupada stressed this over and over again, that the devotees don't claim that they're seeing Krishna. If you go to Vrindavan and somebody is very happy to tell you that they saw Krishna last night in some bush, those who are actually devotees, they're not, they're always, hey Radhe, Vrajadevike, Chalalite, hey Nanda Shuna Kutaho. They're always asking, where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Radha? I'm trying to see you and I haven't seen you. This is the mood of the Goswamis. So we should go to Vrindavan in that mood, that we want to humbly perform some service. We want to hear about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan or wherever they've occurred, because he also had pastimes in Dwarka and other places any pastime of Krishna we want to hear. And we hope that someday, because we have behaved ourselves properly, Krishna will allow us to associate with him directly, associate with his gopis directly, associate with the cowherd boys directly. But we have to be qualified. We should not think that it's going to happen just automatically. We've been given the opportunity. And our biggest asset is our desire to perform devotional service. And we should never let anybody take that desire away from you. Never. Not anybody, any circumstance. That is our biggest asset. Our desire and our agreement to perform devotional activities. So no matter what happens, wherever you're performing service, inside the temple, outside, don't let anybody stop you. I gave you the example many times. It's a true story. One Sankirtan devotee was at a state fair distributing books, and one Christian guy was very agitated. He kept trying to interrupt him. Don't buy their books. They're like this. And you know, it still happens. We go to the pier. They still interrupt us. It's going on since time immemorial. So this devotee, he just kept ignoring him. And this Christian guy got so agitated, he pulled a gun. And the devotee was so much in the ecstasy of distributing books, he just pushed the gun aside. The guy was shocked. Normally you pull a gun on somebody, But I can attest to that. As a new devotee, I was still living outside going to the Henry Street Temple. And I would normally take the train to go home. But one night I was in such ecstasy after Kirtan and Prasadam, I decided to walk home. It was about an hour. But I was going through some neighbors I didn't know, and I got a little bit turned around. And I approached a guy on the street, older guy, Asian, and just to ask him directions, and he pulled a gun on me like he thought I was going to attack him or something. And I was in such ecstasy. I just said, okay, Hare Krishna. I just walked. I wasn't shocked. Literally, I wasn't faking it. I just wasn't shocked. I was, because it was so, you know, I was still remembering the Kirtan and the Prasadam. So if you become absorbed in devotional service, nothing and no one should dissuade you from engaging in your service. Don't let so-called politics or it doesn't matter. We're here for a short period of time. We see. We can leave at any time. Look at Suraji. You know, he was such a battler. So many illnesses that he went through and fought through. But he went into the hospital on Thursday. I came back from San Antonio on the 23rd, Tuesday, so 25th. Thursday, he went into the hospital, and 2nd of December, gone. So, like that. We can go at any time. So, while we're here, as a community, we were meant to work together, serve together, for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. And don't let little things, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj gave a class once. I was there in Atlanta, and he was stressing that the devotees, in the beginning stage, we're like rough stones in a stream. But if you stay in that stream, the more the water runs over and the more the stones clang against each other, lo and behold, they become smooth stones, very smooth. So in the beginning, because they're rough, they make a lot of noise when the water passes over them. But as time goes by and they become smoother and smoother, you don't hear any noise. The water just... So we should be like that. Yes, in the beginning we may be a little rough, but try not to be rough with each other. Because this is our sanctuary. This is our home. This is our spaceship for going back to home, back to Godhead. And we should all sit tight in the ship, as Prabhupada himself used that analogy, not of a spaceship, but of a regular ship. Because devotees were complaining about each other to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, being in ISKCON is like being on a ship going from London to New York. While you're on the ship, you don't have business with this passenger or that passenger. Just stay on the ship and you will arrive at your destination. People may fight, quarrel. Even family members fight, quarrel. But stay on the ship. Don't jump over. Don't jump off the boat. Stay on the boat and you will get to your destination. Granta Rav Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktivedanta ki jai. Hare Krishna.